But in just a minute.
Can you get in?
Yeah. So Rabbi Osai, we're deep in this Tosis Me'im Osai at the beginning of Masechta Brachos. And let's just... just summarize what we have so far. According to Rashi, the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema requires Teis HaKochavim, and therefore the Kriyat Shema that we recite Al Amita is critical, even though it's only one parsha. But Rashi holds that one parsha is sufficient. There's another mitzvah Drabanan that we discussed at great length according to Rashi, and that's Kriyat Shema in the context of Birchas Kriyat Shema and Tefillas Arvis is one entity, and that's a separate mitzvah derabbanan, and that can be fulfilled at Zmani HaTefillah even before Tzeis HaKochavim. Then we discussed Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam has a different shita than Rashi, and according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Kriyat Shema that we recite before Tzeis HaKochavim, namely the Kriyat Shema that we recite at Ma'ariv in the Beis HaKnesses, that is the Ikar Mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. All three parshiyos. Let's read the Rabbeinu Tam inside. L'chein pirish Rabbeinu Tam, the adarav a Kriyat Shema shel Beis HaKnesses Ikar, v'im tomar heichanu korim kol kach mibod yom. How can we recite Kriyat Shema and be yotzi the mitzvah when it's still daylight out? Yeshlomar the kaimalon kerev Yehuda, the omer perch tefilas hashachar, dizman tefilas mincha ad plag ha-mincha. Does anybody remember how Rabbi Yehuda derives that mincha terminates at plag? Which karbon? Tamin shalbein arbayim. That the tamin shalbein arbayim is nikrav according to Rabbi Yehuda ad plag ha mincha. That's the latest time. Not like the chacham hold that the tamin is karev ad till the end of the day. Shkia sachama. Tahainu achadas our shows pachos revianons. We subtract an hour and a quarter before shkia. And that's the end of Tefillas Mincha according to Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbeinu Tam insists that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore Plaga Mincha represents the last moment for Tefillas Mincha. What happens immediately after Tefillas Mincha terminates? Ma'ariv starts. Umiyad kishiyachale zmana mincha maschil Tefillas Arvis. Okay, fine. So Tefillas Arvis begins then. And a Tefillas Arvis begins then, Rabbeinu Tam holds that that's also the Zman for Kriyat Shema. Now we have a problem, because we're involved, as we'll soon see, in the Tarti V'Sasri. V'im tomar heichanu mispalim Tefillas Mincha somach l'chashecha afilu li'achar plagat mincha. So what is it with our minog that we daven mincha all the way up till Shkia? I mean, if we're paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, the latest time for mincha is plaga mincha. How can we continue for another hour and a quarter to daven mincha? And you and I may know some Jews who go even beyond that. Yeshlomar the kaimalon kirabonon that we paskin like the chachamim. Wait a minute, you just finished saying that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. All of a sudden, we paskin like the rabbonon. The amri zman mincha ad ha'erev, and you can daven mincha until Shkia Sachama, way after Plag on Mincha. The Amrina Lekamon, oh, now Rabbeinu Tam addresses himself to this problem. On the one hand, we're accepting Rabbi Yehuda, and the latest time for Mincha is Plag on Mincha, after Plag Mincha, already in the Ma'ariv mode in that time zone, but yet we're passing like the Chachamim, and we're going to daven Mincha all the way till Shkia. So he quotes the Gemara Daf Chav Zayin, Hashda Delo Itmar Hilchus Alo Kimar Velo Kimar. We don't have any halachic conclusion, a final word as to whether we pass it like Rabbi Yehuda or the Chachamim, and therefore Demar, the Ovid Kemar Ovad, or the Ovid Kemar Ovad. You can accept both. You can accept both possibilities. You know, there's no contradiction between the two. Yeah, Yehuda?
Do you mean at any particular tefillah?
No, we're talking about Mincha and Ma'ariv now, right? So you're going to daven Mincha and Ma'ariv after Plag, before Shkia.
Can I change both? moving, going across. Can
again,
hold like the Rabbi Huda.
Yeah, I'm telling you that according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's plaga mincha. I'm going to daven.
Right.
I'm going to daven mincha like the Chachamim, and then I'm going to daven Meiriv even before Shkia like Rabbi Huda. So he says, "Mikomakom kasha." This is already the re beginning his attack against Rabbeinu Tam. The havi kitarte kule the sasri adoni. It's a contradiction in terms. You're taking two coolers in both directions. You're being mekil and extending mincha until shkia. You're being mekil and extending ma'ariv backwards all the way up till plaga mincha. It's still an hour and a quarter before shkia. We're davening ma'ariv mishum dekaimalon. We're passing like Rabbi Yehuda that what? The shasa mincha kola. Kedivrei Rabbi Yehuda, meaning that Ma'ariv begins after Mincha terminates, which means at the point of Plaga Mincha. And yet, Umiyad Avizman Ma'ariv, and yet Ubizman Hatfila Atzma Lo Kaimalon, Ki Rabbi Yehuda El Ki Rabbanon, and you're telling me that at that very period of time, I'm going to daven Mincha. So I'm going to daven Mincha during a slice of time like the Chachamim, because I'm going to assume that Mincha extends all the way till Shkia, and at that same slice of time, that same time zone, I'm going to daven Ma'ariv like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that Ma'ariv begins where Mincha ends, and Mincha ends the plaga Mincha. So I have the same time in which I'm going to pass like both Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, and that says violates all the rules that we have in Halacha. You can't accept two Halachas that are mutually exclusive. That's called the Tarti Disaster. But wait a minute, I just want to review one thing that we spoke about last week, just to make sure that it's on the record, because it's very important to me. According to Rabbeinu Tam, getting back to Rabbeinu Tam's Shita in Kriyat Shema, we're going to recite Kriyat Shema when? After Plaga Mincha. Are we remembering this? Just again, to jolt your memory, we were bothered very much by the following. Mincha, and all the Rishonim raised this objection to Rabbeinu Tam. It's not here in Tosfos, but it's in the Rosh and in the Rashba. Mincha, according to Rabbeinu Tam, possibly like Rabbi Yehuda, terminates with what? With Plaga Mincha, correct? But is it day or is it night? Meaning, why does Rabbi Yehuda insist that Plaga Mincha is the cutoff point, is the latest time for Tfilas Mincha? Based on what? Tamid Shobain Harbayim. Okay, so in Hilchas Karbanos we have halacha that the day ends with Plaga Mincha. That's wonderful. Okay, that's what we saw according to Rabbi Yehuda with regard to the Tamid Shalbein Arbayim. And we have a principle that Tfilos Keneged Karbanos Tiknum. So therefore, the Zman of Tfilas Mincha is going to correspond to the Zman of Karban, of Karban Mincha, of Tamid Shalbein Arbayim, which according to Rabbi Yehuda is very beautiful, and that ends with Plaga Mincha. Now you're going to tell me that I could daven Ma'ariv at that period of time. What does Ma'ariv have to do? Again, we're talking about Kriyat Shema even, because again, Rabbi Tam is going to say that the Iker Kriyat Shema is in the Beis HaKnesses, which is happening after Plaga Mincha, way before Tseis HaKochavim. And the reason for that is because Kola Zman Mincha Koyt Rabbi Yehuda and Hischila Zman Ma'ariv. But what about Kriyat Shema? Kriyat Shema depends on what? Michael B'Shavacha, correct? And B'Shavacha depends upon a new day, a Lila. There's no Lila yet, even in the Beis HaMikdash. The day terminates with Plaga Mincha Koyt Rabbi Yehuda. That's it, we're closed for business. But what does that have to do with Kriyat Shema, which depends upon what? On the Shabbacha, which means Lila, when we go to sleep at night. And just to review, to recap in a few sentences, what we said last week is that there are two halachos with regard to Zmanim. There are some mitzvos that are engendered by Lila. And if they're engendered by Lila, the Rabbeinu Tam would have to admit that you need Tseis HaKochavim. Before Tseis HaKochavim, it's not Lila. There are other mitzvos which are engendered by the new day. And at what point is there a transition between the old day and the new day? When is the Yom Chadash Chal? And that can be even before Lila. Where does Rabbeinu Tam find the paradigm that the day, the old day ends, even though it's not Lila, and the new day begins even though it's not Lila? In Beis HaMikdash. Once Rabbi Yehuda found, in the case of the Beis HaMikdash, with regard to the Mitzvah Sakrovas Hayom, a precedent that the old day terminates at Plaga Mincha and the new day begins at the end, right? You know, when we make the transition between Plaga Mincha and the minute after Plaga Mincha, says Rabbi Yehuda, that's a new definition of Zman. And the definition of Zman is that we've begun a new day. And the Torah requires us to recite Kriyat Shema with the new day. How many times in the new day? Twice. Once in the evening? In the evening, not at night. Because again, it's not Laila yet according to Rabbeinu Tam. And yet, I'm being Yotzi in the midst of Kriyat Shema. We're going to see that many Rishonim reject Rabbeinu Tam. And they insist, like Rashi, and we'll see in the Rambam, that in order to be Yotzi in the midst of Kriyat Shema, we need Tzeisak HaKov and V'Shavacha, literally. It's got to be Laila. Rabbeinu Tam's radical revolution is that you don't need Laila for B'Shalbacha. And B'Shalbacha needs Tchilas Yom Haba, the new day. And the Tchilas Yom Haba is established by Plaga Mincha, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda stretches his arm out to the Beis HaMikdash and he finds that the old day ends with Plaga Mincha and immediately the new day begins. When the new day begins, Rabbeinu Tam says, what chiyuv emerges? Kriyat Shema, not just Ma'ariv. If he was talking about Ma'ariv, Nicha. Because Ma'ariv is Tfilos Keneged, Karbonos Tiknum. Rabbeinu Tam's revolution is that forget about Ma'ariv. I want to tell you something more sensational. That the mitzvah d'oraisa v'shalvacha commences not with Laila, but way before Laila. How much time before Laila, Rabbosai? An hour and a quarter before Laila with Plaga Mincha? And why? Because that's the new day. Where in Hilchas Shabbos, Rabbosai, again, just to jog your memory, do we find a possible precedent for Rabbeinu Tam that the new day, in this case the seventh day of the week, begins with Plaga Mincha? With Tosefta Shabbos. That I can be Makabal on myself, Tosefta Shabbos. On Erev Shabbos, and according to almost all Rishonim, that's a mitzvah d'oraisa. And Shabbos has commenced an hour and a quarter before Shkia. Not only that, by the way, since we're already holding Erev Kislev, right? Less than a week from now, it's Kislev. Chanukah, Ner Chanukah, according to many poskim, begins with Plaga Mincha, which is a pella. If you're talking about the second night of Chanukah, or the third night of Chanukah, all the way till the eighth, I can survive it. But imagine the first night of Chanukah. Again, I don't want to get off on a tangent. Yeah, but on the calendar year, what is the calendar date of the first night of Chanukah? Plaga Mincha. What date is it, Rav Osai? It's Chav Dalet B'Kislev. Can I light Ner Chanukah on Tu B'Shvat? Can I light Ner Chanukah, or what shall I say, on Chol HaMoed Sukkos? What's the difference between Chav Dalet Kislev and Chol HaMoed Sukkos?
Rabbeinu Tam is making this chiddush is that after Plag Mincha is Man Laila. Is Man Laila.
Again, it's not Laila. We know it's not Laila, but it has dinim of Laila. And why, again, you missed the shiur, Rabbi. But why does it have dinim of Laila? It has dinim of Laila because it's the new day. One day has ended and a new day has begun. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, that's going to have tremendous ramifications in many different halachas. Okay, I just mentioned Shabbos and I mentioned Chanukah, but there are a whole bunch of others. It could be, there's a day in Tosfos, it's not Rabbeinu Tam, but it could be Rabbeinu Tam would subscribe to that day, that I could even count Sfiras HaOmer after Plaga Mincha. I can't eat Korban Pesach after Plaga Mincha, that Rabbeinu Tam admits. Because what do you need for Korban Pesach? Laila, Zoy Shteit in Pasuk, it says, V'yachlu Esavosav HaLaila Hazeh. But with regard to other dinim, what initiates the Chiyuv is the Tchilas Yom Haba. Alright, that's just to remind you of what we discussed last week. Alright, Michael, quick question, and then we want to start the shiur for today.
I hear everything that Rabbi Tom says about starting the new day. What I can't reconcile is the word in the Torah that says the Shabbat.
Yeah. So that's what we said, that Vishalbacha means a new day according to Rabbi Tom. That's what we said.
Look at the Pasuk of that Vishalbacha. It's not it doesn't necessarily talk about Kriya Shema. And Tosfos
It does speak about the Limud Torah.
Isn't Dorish Shachbacha Kunacha?
Okay. I want to start the shiur today, so Rabbi Sachtowitz, let's see the sugya daf gimel when we get there. I don't know if I can do everything at one time. I meet with you twice a week. Habrachmanis, as we say. Okay, good. Rabbosai, what about the Tarti V'Sasri? So in order to address the Tati the Sastra, I would like to study with you a Rambam. The trouble is, I can't find the Rambam. Does anybody possibly know where the Rambam is and is willing to admit it? No.
What do you want? Try it outside.
I can't find it. It's not on the shelf.
Oh, we had the Rambam.
Who had the Rambam? Okay. We have to have a new rule here. When you use a sefer and you finish it, you got to put back on the shelf. Okay, I didn't look on the first table. I actually made a whole sivuv around the Beis Medrash. I didn't find it. Okay, let's open up the Rambam. And what perek in Hilchos Tefillah do we need? You have it on the Maror HaMakomos page. Perek Gimel, correct? Perek Gimel, Halacha Dalet. Thank you so much. In Perek Gimel, Halacha Dalet, the Rambam's language, yeah, thank you so much, is very, very ambiguous. Almost, it almost borders on contradictory. But when I say contradictory, from the Rashi to the Sefer, the Rambam seems to contradict himself. Let's read the Rambam. The Rambam says the following. With regard to Zman Mincha, the Rambam says, Miteisha Umechta. Okay, this is complicated. I'm not going to get into that. That's a sugya unto itself for the fourth parak of Brachas. Ad, when is the latest time for Mincha? So if the Rambam passes is like, just to guess what's coming on, if the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yehuda, what's the latest time for Mincha?
Plug.
If the latest time for Mincha is like a Chachamim, then it's Shkia. Says the Rambam, Ad she yishar min ayom shavu revia. Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. Then the Rambam says, I don't even know how to read the Rambam in the same breath. He says, v'yesho lispalosa ad she tishke achab. The Yeshlo Lispalosa. I know, the Rambam's not recommending it, I don't know, but he says you can daven mincha until Shkia, like whom? Like the Chachamim. And the plaque grows thicker when you get to Meiriv. Says the Rambam, as far as Meiriv is concerned. Tfilas Arvis is Mispalosa Mitchilas Halayla Ad Shetala Murashacha. No, so once again, I'm in trouble, because if in Mincha the Rambam established, again to read the Rambam's language, in Halacha Dalit, that it's Miteisha Ad Sheyishar Min Hayom Shah Urevia, like who? Like Rabbi Yehuda. So then when should be the beginning, the earliest time for Meiriv according to the Rambam? Plaga Mincha. Says the Rambam, Yesh Lispalel Mitchilas Halayla Ad Sheyala Murashacha. Mitchilas Halayla is when? It's Seis HaKochavim. And then Halacha Zayin, the Rambam says the following: Yeshlo lispalel tefilas. It's almost the exact identical language. Yeshlo lispalel tefilas arvis, just like we saw the Yeshlo lispalel mincha ad shetishka chama. He says kodem shetishka shemesh. And here the Rambam advocates that on Leil Shabbos we're going to do this. We want to get together the whole tzibur. We want to be mekabel Shabbos as early as we can. And the Rambam says, Yeshol Lispal Arvis Kodim Shetishka Shemesh. So again, Rabbosai, in both Mincha and Meiriv, the Rambam has two different formulations. On the one hand, he formulates the Zman Tefillah in the case of Mincha like Rabbi Yehuda, and in the case of Meiriv like the Chachamim, which itself is a Tati disaster, as we saw Tosa's objection to Rabbeinu Tam, because who are you pasking? Like, you're telling me that the Zman Mincha is up until Plaga Mincha like Rabbi Yehuda. Then you tell me the Zman HaMayrev is Tchilas HaLaila. But then you say that, you know what, you can have Mincha until when? Until Shkia Sachama, which means like the Chachamim. And then he says you could daven Mayrev after Shkia Sachama, like, I'm sorry, before Shkia Sachama, like Rabbi Yehuda. Good. So I just want to share with you something I heard from Rav Soloveitchik. He used to give us Shiurim before Yom Kippur, and before every holiday, Min Yoni D'Yom. And he spoke about Yom Kippur, the Chiyuv of Tfilas Ne'ilah. And he pointed out that if you open up the Ran, at the Ran on the Rif, We're going to do Rabbi Yonah on the Rif Mitzvah, but the Ran on the Rif in Masechta Yuma quotes the Yushalmi. The Yushalmi at the beginning of Yuma records a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel regarding the Zman for Tefillas Ne'ilah. Yehuda, are you with me?
Yes,
the Zman, no, I know you want to hear this.
Yeah.
The Zman, maybe you were there when he said it, I don't know.
No.
The Zman of Tefillas Ne'ilah. When is the Zman of Tefillas Ne'ilah?
I said, it says inside my machzor, when the sun gets to the top of the
tree. But it hasn't yet set.
Yeah.
Why do you want to daven Ne'ilah before the sun sets? Just what's your intuitive knee-jerk response? Because, yeah, you want to daven Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur. In fact, the chasima of Tefillas Ne'ilah is Baruch Atah Hashem, Kaddish is Yom HaKippur. And that indeed is the Shita of Shmuel. So next time if you look over your machzor before Yom Kippur, write yourself a note, Keshita Shmuel B'Yushalmi Masechta Yuma. Rav says no. Rav says Daven Ne'ilah after Shkia. So Rav Soloveitchik asked, he said, I pulled my hair out of my head. What does Rav mean? How could you possibly Daven Ne'ilah after Shkia Sachama? It's no longer Yom Kippur. And not only that, you're going to recite Baruch Atah Hashem and thank Hashem Tefillas Yom HaKippur Mazeh. So the Rav said something unbelievable. He said that the Machayev of this Tefillah called Ne'ilah is Yom HaKippur. But the entity of Tefillas Ne'ilah takes place after Yom HaKippur. In other words, what we're coming to is a revolutionary understanding of Zmani Tefillah. You can have one Zman that engenders the Chiyuv, we call it the Machayev, but you can extend the Zman for that Tefillah to create that very same Tefillah even beyond the Zman HaTefillah. As long as, again, it has to be correlated. It can't be, you know, like I say, 6 months later. And the Rav said that's why Rav holds that Tefillas Ne'ilah, according to Rav, is after Shkia Sachama, for whatever reason, but it's still called Tefillas Ne'ilah. It has a Chal Shem, Tefillas Yom Kippur, even though the Zman HaMachayev is Yom Kippur itself before Shkia. Now, you have a split here. What's it called in fancy English? A bifurcation. You have one din of the Zman Tefillah, and you have another din of the entity of Tefillah, and that entity of Tefillah can be implemented and achieved even when the Zman HaTefillah is terminated. And Rabbo say, who can give me an example of this other than Yom HaKippur and Tefillas Ne'ilah? From our case, that what? The Rambam Shita is that when is the Zman Tefillas Mincha? The Zman Tefillas Mincha is before Plaga Mincha. But the Rambam says you can nevertheless create an entity of Tefillah even after the Zman HaTefillah, meaning the Zman HaMachayev, has passed already. Just 1 second, Shalom. I just want to finish one point. I'm so sorry. And Meiriv as well. When is the Machayev of Meiriv? Because this goes in both directions.
Yeah.
What I mean by both directions is you can extend the entity of Tefillah in beyond the termination of Zman HaTefillah, and not only that, you can begin the entity of Tefillah before the Zman HaMachayev. In what case? Meiriv, according to the Rambam. When does Meiriv commence? When is the Zman Tefillas Meiriv? So, Kagame mitchilas halayla, meaning Tzeisa Kochovim. But yet, Yesho lispalel, even before Shkia. In other words, we're going to accept Rav Yehuda as far as the entity of Tefillah, even of Tefillas Meiriv, even though we accept the Chachamim Shita as far as the Zman HaMachayev, namely that Zman HaMachayev is Seisa Kochavim, and in the case of Mincha, we're going to accept the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that the Zman HaMachayev of Tefillas Mincha ends with what? With Plaga Mincha, but the entity of Tefillah can be, how should I say, maintained or obtained even after the Zman Tefillas Mincha up until Shkia Sachama. Is Rabosai, I think maybe that would explain the entity called Tefillas Tashlumin. I forgot to daven Shachris today. It's too late. So what do? Tefillas Tashlumin. Mincha, and then a second tefillah for what? Tashlumin and Am Yotzi, what tefillah with tefillah is Tashlumin? Shachris, what? What is it all about?
Is it really Yotzi?
It's called a tefillah Tashlumin. It has all the dinner of tefillah Shachris. In fact, according to some poskim, again, this is a big machlokas, which we'll get to later on. If, let's say, you were meant to recite Yalav Yavah or the same Talabatar in the Tefillah Samachayev, and even though the Zman for Yalav Yavah or same Talabatar is passed, you will add it to the Tefillah Tashlumin. Because the Tefillah Tashlumin is the entity of the Tefillah that you missed. But Ribbono Shalom, how could that be? The Zman Hamachayev is already passed. Again, what do you see from this? That there are two dinim in Zmanei Tefillah. There's the Zman HaMachayev and the Zman that facilitates the entity of Tefillah. Can I post it? Show?
I simply still don't understand this concept of entity of Tefillah. I understand Zman. What does entity mean?
Entity means that I fulfill my obligation of tefillah.
But aren't there times when you must fulfill obligation within certain times?
Again, you and I would have been on the same page, and I would agree with you more than 1,000%. How can I fulfill my mitzvah of tefillah when the zman tefillah is past? But read the Rambam again. Listen carefully, Shalom. I didn't write the script. You know, you can't blame me for it. He says zman mincha ad. Sheishar minayom shavareva. Is it, are the words going into our ears? And that's why I wanted to read the Rambam to you inside, because otherwise, if I quote it bal peh, you'll tell me I've fumfed it, you know. But here's the lashon: zmana mincha miteisha umechta ad sheishar ad. What does ad mean? Ad means the deadline. Ad sheishar minayom shavareva. Good. I wouldn't sit shiva on the head. Even Rabbeinu Tam paskens like Rabbi Yehuda that the sof zman tefillas mincha is plaga mincha. So then, why Rambam have you added another sentence? V'yesh lo lispalo so ad shetishkachama. What do you mean ad shetishkacham? That's the Rabbanan shita. It's like the Rambam is playing the fiddle from both ends. Right? As we say in modern Hebrew. How can he do this? Are you on Rabbi Yehuda's turf? And you've accepted Rabbi Yehuda, which means the last time for Mincha is Plag. Or are you accepting Rabbi Yehuda? It's like he uses Rabbi Yehuda. I'm sorry, the Chachamim. And the answer is, paradoxically, the Rambam falls back on the Chachamim, not for what? Not for the Zman Chiyuv Tefillah, but for the possibility of fulfilling my mitzvah of tefillah. And the Rambam is going to use the Chachamim Shita to expand the period of time in which I could obtain the mitzvah of tefillas mincha, and I can daven mincha up until when? Until Shkia Sechama. And the Rambam does the exact same thing in Ma'ariv. In Ma'ariv, he takes the Rabbanan Shita as far as the Zman HaMachayev, and he expands that to an earlier time for Ma'ariv, which would very much reflect the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, and he does so to allow you to create an entity of tefillah before the Zman tefillah has emerged. And again, I never would have said this if not for the precedent of Rav Shita in the Yerushalmi. I'm not sure we pass like Rav, but it's irrelevant. Rav's breakthrough in the Yerushalmi in Yuma is that I could be Mekayim the mitzvah of Tefillas Ne'ilah after Shkia Sechama. How could I do that? It's no longer Yom Kippur.
Can you answer the same way as just before, Rabbi, that early on Erev Shabbos, because you Mekadosh the Yom early, that's Tosfos Shabbos beforehand. The same thing, even if night may be good when it's plagued with its Shkia, there's really Tosfos Shabbos at the final time. Do the same thing either. We don't want to finish Yom Kippur early, so we're making the Zman of Yom Kippur extend till night of Yom Kippur.
So maybe it's a dinner Tosefes Yom Kippur.
And it's Rav the Shittos, just like Rav and Erev Shabbos daven early because that's his time for Shabbos.
But keep in mind that in Yerushalmi, Rav doesn't say that you should daven Tefillas Ne'ilah later because of Tosefes Yom Kippur. For example, let's say you were in a big rush. You know, it's nice to extend Yom Kippur, but you don't have the possibility of doing so. Rav would say you forfeit Tfilas Ne'ilah. Rav is not saying, you know, I'm going to extend Tfilas Ne'ilah to you and give you another enhancement of how should we say, tagging on Tosefes Yom Kippurim and being Makayim more time in Yom Kippur. Rav is saying that is the time to be Makayim, the mitzvah of Tfilas Ne'ilah. And it's paradoxical, it's Yom Kippur is past. And that's why I'm telling you that the paradox of Tfilas Tashlumin, I don't know if you've ever thought about it, it's something that should really bother your mind, that it's time for a different Tfilah, the time for Shachris is past, that I'm davening Tfilas Mincha. I am obtaining a Kiyum of Tfilas Mincha, even though it's no longer Zman Mincha. And Rabos, I think what we can gain here is perhaps a little bit of an insight into this whole Tarti de Sasre business. What was the Re's objection against Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Tam is going to allow me to daven both Mincha and Ma'ariv at the same time. Mimanavshav. If the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, then it's time for Ma'ariv. If the halacha is like the Chacham, it's time for Mincha. But you can't tell me from both ends of this, you know, of the string that it's both time for Mincha and Ma'ariv. The answer is, Rabbosai, it's not a Tarti Desasre. Because the possibility of davening both Mincha and Ma'ariv at the same time has nothing to do with the Zman HaMachayev. If you ask me, says Rabbeinu Tam, when is the Zman HaMachayev? The answer is, once I finished with Plaga Mincha, my Chiyuv is Tfilas Arvis. No, but you can ask me, so how could I daven Mincha all the way up till Shkia? Says Rabbeinu Tam, we're going to fall back on the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. What does he mean we're going to fall back on the... I'm sorry. We're going to fall back on the sheet of the Chacham. What does he mean we're going to fall back on the sheet of the Chacham? He just told me that we pass him like Rabbi Yehuda. The answer is we're going to fall back on the sheet of Rabbanan to allow you an expanded period of time for Tfilas Mincha, which is exactly what the Rambam paskins. The Rambam says that Ad Zman Shav V'Revia Kodem Shkia. That's the end of the time for Mincha. The Rambam is addressing the Zman HaChiyuv. Then the Rambam says, V'yesh lo uspal Mincha, ad shkiyas hachama. Now the Rambam all of a sudden is introducing a foreign element, the Chachamim Shita. The answer is because that period of time is still related to Mincha, and it expands the possibility. And again, I don't say that the Rambam is recommending, he's advocating that you do this, of being Mekayim the Zman, of being Mekayim the Mitzvah of what? Of Tfilas Mincha. Is Rabbosai, if this be the case, then there's no Tarti Desasre. Tarti Desasre would be if you told me that one period of time engenders two different Chiyuvim. It belongs to the Chiyuv Mincha and it belongs to the Chiyuv Ma'ariv. That's not what Rabbeinu Tam is saying, and that's not what the Rambam is saying. The Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam are saying that if you ask me, is there a piece of time in which I could be Mekayim both Mincha and Ma'ariv? The answer is yes. So you're yelling and screaming, it's a Tarti Desasre. How can I pass like both the Chacham or Yehuda Mimonav Shok? The answer is, I know definitely when the Zman HaTfila is. And the Zman HaTfila of Mincha is not the same as the Zman HaTfila's Ma'ariv, and they don't overlap. The Zman HaTfilas Mincha terminates with Plag. The Zman HaTfilas Ma'ariv begins with Plag. But you're asking me, can I daven Mincha after Plag? The answer is yes. Why can I daven Mincha? Yesh lo uspal ad shkiyas hachama? Because even though the Zman HaMachayev has passed, there's still a period of time in which I can be mekayim the mitzvah of Tfilas Mincha. Maybe. But the pella is that l'chatchilim b'di'eved, you know, if, let's say, for example, the Rambam sheet, I don't want to get off on a tangent, is that the Zman Tfilas Shachris is what we call Vasikin in our language. That is the Iker Zman, and the Rambam allows you to daven later than Vasikin, only b'di'eved. But that b'di'eved is not the same as what we talk about here. That b'di'eved is within the time period that's allotted for Tfilas Shachris. So even though the best time to daven Shachris is Hanetz, and the Rambam will go even a step further and say, if you don't daven at Hanetz, then, you know what, my friend, b'di'eved you were Yotzei, but it's not l'chatchil the way to daven. But nevertheless, that's not crazy. That's not like something revolutionary, because the Rambam may advocate in favor of taking a Zman Tefillah and breaking it down into different elements and say, L'chatchila, take the first element and don't wait till the second element. Shalom, that wouldn't bother me so much. But the Rambam establishes that this Zman Tefilas Mincha terminates with Plaga Mincha Ad Shava Revi'a Kodem Shkia, which means he accepts the opinion of whom? Rabbi Yehud, and he's not the first Rishon to do that. Rabbi Netam himself here at the beginning of Masech Tebrachos accepts the Sheet Tzrivim. And then the Rambam says, V'yesh lo l'spalel. So call it Shalom B'di'evet, but the B'di'evet here doesn't satisfy the rational mind. Because B'di'evet, after the Zman Tefillah has passed, that's a knapper B'di'evet. You know, that's a whole different halacha. And what I'm saying is that Tefillah works with its own rules and regulations. You know, we are very used to seeing things square. You know, these are the way the rules go. Tefillah, right? What do you say?
Space and time.
But says the Rambam, you know, when it comes to tefillah, we're in a different planet. You know?
David? When it comes to Kriyat Shema, Zman is the what fixes it. Because he says if you start Mint Mariv early, have to say Shema later on.
Well, not Rabbeinu Tam. I mean, there are Rishonim who will advocate. Right. But not Rabbeinu Tam. The Rambam is in Rashi's camp, and the Rambam will tell us that even if, let's say, for example, on Leil Shabbos, you're davening before Shkia, says the Rambam, and this we'll see is against many other Rishonim, the Rambam says, "Ubilvad sheyikra kriyat shma bo nosal yachad seis hakochavim." Now, as the Rambam is committed to the position that v'shabucha means laila, and although zman tefilas mayriv can begin as early as kodem shkia sachama, again, that's not the zman amachayev, but the zman of the tefilah. Nevertheless, that's halacha in Hilchas Tefillah. It has no bearing, as David points out so well, in Hilchas Kriyat Shema. Kriyat Shema, the Rambam maintains that Rashi is correct, and the Zman Tefillah, the Zman for Kriyat Shema is when? Is Teis HaKochav. But Rabosai, I'll tell you the truth. I feel that I've progressed a little, but I'm not yet there. According to Rabbeinu Tam, David, when is the time I can be yotzei the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema Doraisa? Is it after Teis? It's before Teis, right? Let's read Rabbeinu Tam a third time. L'chein pirush Rabbeinu Tam di adra b'kriya shma shel beis hakneses ikar. Ikar means that's when I fulfill my mitzvah. Not like Rashi who introduces kriya shma l'amita. But wait a second, I don't get it. We said according to Rabbeinu Tam that we're paskening like Rabbi Yehuda, as far as Zman Tefilas Mincha, now Tefilas Ma'ariv starts, and we go to the Beis HaKnesses, it's way before Shkia, and we're davening Ma'ariv. That I could understand. If Rabbeinu Tam wants to convince me of that, I'm on board. But then to go a step further and say that that's when I'm mekayim the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis, we'll soon see the Rishit, and the Rishit is that there's a short period of time before Teis HaKochavim and the many Tanoim who accepted that you could recite Kriyat Shema even before Teis HaKochavim. Fine. But the Ri is saying something totally different. The Ri is saying, let's go back to the scoreboard as far as Zman Tefillah. Let's talk about Zman Tefillah's Mincha, which says Rabbi Yehuda, says the Rabbeinu Tam, we adopt the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, and the Zman Tefillah's Mincha ends with what? With Plagab Mincha. And now we're going to daven Ma'ariv. Okay, that's not bad. I don't mind davening Ma'ariv after Plagab Mincha if I have to. Okay, I'll rely on Rabbeinu Tam, and that was apparently the minig. Wonderful. But what happened to Kriyat Shema? What happened to Kriyat Shema? What happened to the law of Teis HaKochav? Rabbeinu Tam doesn't even address this question. All he does is he tells us, almost like, you know, accepted or you know, he says in a very forceful way that we're yotzei ikar Kriyat Shema in Ma'ariv. But he never addresses the question, why were yotzei Kriyat Shema at that time?
Because it doesn't hold Pesach B'Chamecha applies to Kriyat Shema. He says it applies to Limud Torah.
Okay, that could be right, but what does he say here in this context? Here he's saying that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, again, what was Rabbeinu Tam's issue? Rabbeinu Tam's issue is the Mishnah says Me'em Asaykor Neshma B'Arvin Mishosh Akonim Nichnasim Lechem B'Chum Masa, which the Gemara identifies with what? Seisakol Chavin. In fact, Tosis, I don't understand, how do we recite Ma'ariv before Seisakol Chavin and we're not Yotzei Kriyat Shema? Zokt Rashi, because Kriyat Shema L'mita. Says Rabbeinu Tam, that can't be so, for many different reasons. Says Rabbeinu Tam, we passing like Rabbi Yehuda. So what if we passing like Rabbi Yehuda? How does that answer your question? Your question was, how to square our minig with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, name is Saikorin, Kriyat Shema B'Arvin, Mishash HaKorin, Nichlasim Lechel B'Trum Asam. And yet we are knowing to daven Mayriv before Tzeisak HaKochavim. Says Rabbeinu Tam, no problem. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Sof Zman Mincha is plag, and therefore the Tchilas Zman Meir by definition is plag a Mincha. Good. But how does that reconcile our minig and our mitzvah of Kriyat Shema with the fact that the Mishnah says Seisak Ochavin? Rabbeinu Tam, you have to understand that Rabbeinu Tam is answering a very particular question over here. And therefore I am tempted to believe that Rabbeinu Tam has what I call Grera. Again, I'm just using that term, don't take me later. Grera means, I might need it today because I got a flat tire, but anyway, Grera means dragging something, correct? Good. What do I mean? A drags B. Now we have to fill in the missing blanks. What's A and what's B? Again, let's read Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, how do you accept, how do you justify reciting Kriyat Shema in Meiriv before Tzeis HaKochav when the Mishnah requires Tzeis? Zokt Rabbeinu Tam, because we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. And when is the Zman Meiriv, according to Rabbi Yehuda? Plag HaMincha, correct? What mechanism is Rabbeinu Tam operating with now? I call it Grera. You feel? Exactly, that Meiriv brings Kriyat Shema. In other words, Meiriv establishes the Zman for Kriyat Shema. That makes no sense. Meiriv is a mitzvah derabbanan. In fact, we paskin tefillas harvis rishus, but that's not my point now. I'm just pointing out that Meiriv is a mitzvah derabbanan. Even if the Rambam Shita is that there's a chiyuv mitzvah d'oraisa to daven, but it's only once a day, three times a day is certainly d'rabbanon. So the Rabbanon established tefillas Meiriv, and we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, once the Karban Tumah is no longer brought, and now we daven Meiriv. How does that answer Rabbeinu Tam's question? That we yotze Kriyat Shema in Meiriv before Tzeisak Kochavim. So right, you paskin like Yehuda. So good. The halacha, you're going to codify the halacha of Meiriv. Meiriv begins with Plag HaMincha. And therefore we can daven in the Beis HaKnesses Meiriv Mibodjom with Mincha. But how does that answer your question about Kriyat Shema? And it's appellate to me, because I think Rabbeinu Tam is saying something that makes no sense. That a time derabbanon, and a zman that's related to a mitzvah derabbanon, will determine a mitzvah d'oraisa. I mean, that's upside down, inside out. D'oraisa l'chud, derabbanon l'chud. Yehuda, how can a mitzvah derabbanon determine a mitzvah d'oraisa? This Rabbeinu Tam is appellate. The only thing I can think of, and again, if anyone could say better, please, you're invited. I can only say the following. That according to Rabbeinu Tam, the concept of Laila is very complex. It's not an all or nothing proposition.
Black and white.
Yeah, it's not black and white. Rabbeinu Tam suggests that there's something called Tchilas Laila. That night begins even before Tzeis. And Rabbeinu Tam proves it from the fact that we could daven Meiriv before Tzeis HaKochavim. Meiriv, says Rabbeinu Tam, is a tefillas Laila. And yet, paradoxically, we're davening Meiriv before Laila. Why? Because we accept Rabbi Yehuda. So that Rabbeinu Tam asks himself the following question: how could Meiriv, on a Derabbanan level, admittedly, Derabbanan, begin at a time period before Laila? Meiriv is a tefillas Laila. Says Rabbeinu Tam, if the Rabbanon established Meiriv before Tzeis HaKochavim, then it must mean that that period of time is considered Miksas Laila. I don't know how to call it. It's got some sort of...
Hazinin.
Yeah, it's got some sort of chazus of Laila. It's got a shmek of Laila to it. And if it's Laila, as far as the halacha of Ma'ariv is concerned, Rabbeinu Tam extends this to Kriyat Shema. And he says that Kriyat Shema also can be fulfilled at a time that's Miktas Laila.
Then he has to explain the Mishnah that
right.
Also,
right, because this Mishnah doesn't reflect Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. This Mishnah reflects the Shita of whom? The Chachamim. And the Chachamim hold that there's no such thing as Miktas Laila. According to the Chachamim, Rabbi Yehuda, when is Laila? Even in the Beis HaMikdash, when is Laila? Tzeis HaChachamim. Is doch according to the Rabbanon, is Meima Saikori Kriyat Shema B'Arvin is only with Laila. And Laila doesn't begin 1 minute before it says. Says Rabbeinu Tam, forget about our Mishnah. Our minig doesn't reflect our Mishnah. Our minig reflects the fact that we can daven Ma'ariv before Tzeis HaKochavim. How can we do that? Because we pass like whom? Rabbi Yehuda. What does Rabbi Yehuda hold? When does Ma'ariv begin? With Plaga Mincha. Says Rabbeinu Tam, if Ma'ariv begins with Plaga Mincha, then I could justify our minig of davening Ma'ariv before Tzeis, based on Rabbi Yehuda. And here Rabbeinu Tam makes a jump, and he says that if, as far as Tfilas Arvis is concerned, the Zman Tfilas Arvis begins before Tzeis, then who are Din and who are Tam with regard to Kriyat Shema? That's the Pell of Rabbeinu Tam, you feel?
So the Tosis on Amud Beis, Tosis on Rabbi Huda, he's in Rabbi Huda's statement on Rabbi Huda, Velo Kohanim Yibon Yom Hem Tovlin, he points out clearly that even according to Rabbi Huda, Plaga Mincha and the time clearly minute after is Yom. It's not a Mitzvah Laila. It's Mamish that has a halacha of Yom. So
as far as what? As far as Tvul Yom is concerned?
As far as
Ataris Tvul Yom.
Yeah. So if it's a Yom, how do we call it Mitzvah Laila?
No. So I would say the following. Again, when we get to Tvul Yom, we'll get Tvul Yom is a very profound sugya, but Tvul Yom requires not Miktas Laila, but Kol HaLaila. But Rabbeinu Tam is saying that as far as Kriyat Shema, where it doesn't say Laila, and this is what Michael's issue has been over and over again, it says B'Shal B'cha, is Rabbeinu Tam understands that B'Shal B'cha can be engendered by Tchilas Laila. Where do we find in Halacha that Tchilas Laila is an entity which can be recognized as far as some mitzvah, or Min HaMitzvahs is concerned, says Rabbeinu Tam, Tfilas Arvis. You'll ask me if Tfilas Arvis is only Derabbanan. Rabbeinu Tam couldn't care less. Rabbeinu Tam is insisting that if Tfilas Arvis, as a mitzvah derabbanan, can begin before Laila, meaning before Tzeis, it must mean that there's a period of time which, in certain halachic contexts, is chal as Tchilas Laila. Let me ask you one question about both sides. Tfilah and Kriyat Shema. What's the relationship between the two? I'm davening Ma'ariv. Says Rabbeinu Tam, if I'm davening Ma'ariv, then I'm reciting Kriyat Shema. And if I'm reciting Ma'ariv and I'm Yotzei Ma'ariv, I'm therefore ipso facto Yotzei Kriyat Shema. What kind of equation is that? What's the answer, Rabbi Osai? Which halacha would absolutely prove that there is a connection between Tfilas Arvis and Kriyat Shema? Smichas Gula Tfila. Excellent. Is the Smichas Gula Tfila the Rabbeinu Tam holds is based on Kriyat Shema? In other words, Birchas Kriyat Shema, the last bracha of which ends with Gal Yisrael, right? Forget about Ashkivim, Gal Yisrael. That bracha is engendered by Kriyat Shema. In fact, it's part of the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. It's Birchas Kriyat Shema. We had a long discussion about this last week. It's the Rabbeinu Tam asked himself the following question. If Kriyat Shema ends with Gal Yisrael, how could I be so much Gula Tfila when it's not Zman Kriyat Shema? Meaning, in order to fulfill Smichas Gula Tfila, I need Tfila, correct? Yeah. But I also need Kriyat Shema. So I'm in a bind over here, because if I pass like Rabbi Yehuda, I have a slice of time which is appropriate for Tfila, and I can obtain the key of Tfila, and yet I have to be so much Gula Tfila. And Gula requires this mind of Kriyat Shema. It's like if Gula requires the mind of Kriyat Shema, how do I reconcile our minug of reciting Ma'ariv before Tzeis with the Mishnah that Paskin said Kriyat Shema requires Tzeis. The whole mitzvah of Smichus Gula Tefila is fluky. It makes no sense. So Rabbeinu Tam proves from this that if Zman Ma'ariv is before Tzeis, then by definition Zman Kriyat Shema must be before Tzeis. Call it a technicality. But he wins on a technical, as we say in basketball. Why? Because Rabbeinu Tam is asking the following paradox. How is it feasible that before Tzeis, you can't fulfill Kriyat Shema, and yet you can fulfill the mitzvah of Smichus Gula Tefillah? That's exactly what we're going to do. And Rabbeinu Tam says, I'm not going to require another Kriyat Shema after Tzeis, the way we saw in the Rambam in Perek Gimel Halacha Zayin. We're not going to require another Kriyat Shema after Tzeis, the way Rashi says it here at the beginning of Masechta Brachos. Rabbeinu Tam says, forget it. You came to Daven, it was before Tzeis, it was after Plagam Mincha, you Daven Mayriv, is you're a good Jew.
Right.
Go home, eat supper, go to sleep, and wake up tomorrow and daven Kriyat Shema Shachris. But Rabbeinu Tam has no issue with Kriyat Shema. Because he says that this mission doesn't reflect the halacha. The halacha, as reflected by Alan Minog, is a different shita, in which Kriyat Shema begins before Lila. How can Kriyat Shema begin before Lila, says Rabbeinu Tam? It has to begin before Lila. Because otherwise, how do we daven Mayriv before Lila? If we daven Mayriv before Lila, and Mayriv now has to be attached to Kriyat Shema, we must have an entity of Kriyat Shema.
Yeah.
Where's this minute? Where, if it's not based on Mishnah, where, which town are we basing?
Minig Yisrael Torah.
Exactly. That's the best you say.
Daniel, you come from England. I thought you would appreciate that. In England, they have a serious approach to Minhagim. Rabosai, I said in my introduction to Masechta Brachos that before you start Masechta Brachos, meaning the first sugya Masechta Brachos, and you can take the Rishonim, forget about the Achronim, and you can literally fill up this room with all the literature of the Rishonim to answer one question, and that's the question that starts with Masechta Brachos. How is it that we read Kriyat Shema before Zman Shakohen Mikhlasim Lechel B'Trumas? And you can fill up this whole room with the answers to that question. So you know what I'll say? I'll say like Daniel says, it's a minig! Who cares about a minig? You know, how many times did I hear from my Rebbe, that's a minig shtus, a minig toast. The Rishonim did not think that this was something to blink about. We take this minig very seriously. And to be honest with you, I would advocate, as the Nesivus does, but then nobody knows about this Nesivus unless you buy the Nesivus's sitter, because the Nesivus has a commentary, he published his own sitter. And it's impossible to get it. It'd be a mitzvah to republish it. I have a copy of it, of the Nesivus' Siddur. It's an old Siddur. I don't want to tell you how old it is. Yeah. But anyway, and the Nesivus writes in his Siddur that he advocates l'chatchila in favor of davening Mayriv early, and he holds it's not b'dieved, and you don't have to push it at all. In other words, there are many Rishonim who advocate in favor of this minig. This is not a minig shtus. The question is how to reconcile that with that Mishnah. The Re is going to reconcile with that Mishnah by saying that we paskin like other Tanoim who maintain that this mind Kriyat Shema is before Tzeis. Rabbeinu Tam is going to justify the Minhag, oddly enough, by telling us that if it's the Zman Tefillas Arvis, then ipso facto it's got to be the Zman Tefillas for Kriyat Shema. So I'm just suggesting, what did Rabbeinu Tam see in Mayriv? The answer is that Mayriv is a Tefillas Lila. And there must be a concept that Lila begins with what? With a period of time that's before it says. Okay then? Okay, now I want to study the read. Okay? I know you have questions and objections, but I'm trying to do the best I can. Says the Re, Al Kein Omer Re, he doesn't accept this tire through the sasri business. The Vadai Kriyat Shema Shel Beis HaKnesses Ikar. But not because of Rashi that we're going to daven, or the Rambam that we're going to recite Kriyat Shema later on, either Alamita or after Tzeis. Not because of Rabbeinu Tam, because how can we daven Mayriv and yet we're not reciting Kriyat Shema? No, it's Ikar for a different reason. Because Anu Mispalin Arvis Avod Yom Svirlon, we don't hold like our Mishnah. El Kahani Tanoi de Gemara. We're going to see a long brice in the Gemara with many Tanoi. The Amri Mishosh Akidish Hayom, the Shosh of Neodim Nichnosim Lahasiv, the Ainusudas Erev Shabbos, the He Oysa Mibod Yom, Umi Osa Shah Havizman Tfilah. In other words, that's already a Zman Tfilah's Arvis, but more fundamentally, that's a Zman for Kriyat Shema. And he quotes a raya to this from Rav. Rav Avi Matzli, Daniel mentioned it earlier, shall Shabbos be Erev Shabbos? He davened Mayriv early on Erev Shabbos. It's Mistama, Gam Hoya Kore Kriyat Shema. Well, I don't know. What do you mean Mistama, he read Kriyat Shema? Yeah, he probably did read Kriyat Shema, but he was yotzei the mitzvah of Birchas Kriyat Shema by reciting Kriyat Shema, but I'm not sure that he didn't recite Kriyat Shema a second time. And that's exactly what the Rambam says. He doesn't mention Rav, but the Rambam here in Perek Gimel Halacha Zayin says Mispalel Tfilas Arvis Shalel Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos Kodim Shetishka Chama. And then the Rambam says Ubilvad Sheyikra Kriyat Shema Bo Nos Acher Tzeisak Ochovim. So the Riz Raya falls apart. The Ri has no proof from Rav that he was that Rav was yotz in the midst of Kriyat Shema with Ma'ariv on Erev Shabbos. No, he recited Kriyat Shema a second time, and I'm going to take a shvu d'oraisa that that's according to the Rambam exactly what Rav did. Historically, Rav must have recited Kriyat Shema, says the Rambam, later on after Tseisa Kochav. But what is the Rishita that we can daven Ma'ariv and recite Kriyat Shema d'oraisa? Mivod Yom, even before Laila. I was thinking to myself, when is the time for Tfilas Arvis according to the Ri? Bishlam, if we go back to Rabbeinu Tam says the time for Tfilas Arvis is like Rabbi Yehuda after Plaga Mincha. The Ri doesn't say that. If you're very careful about reading the Ri, he says it's Mivod Yom. He doesn't say from Plaga Mincha. I'm not sure if in the Ri's Beis HaKnesses the minig was to daven Ma'ariv after Plaga Mincha. He says Mibod Yom, and he proves it based on Tanoim who speak about Mishas Kidesh Hayom. When is Mishas Kidesh Hayom? Plaga Mincha? Probably not. Mishosha b'nei Adam nichnasim lahasev sudesh erev Shabbos? Probably not as early as Plaga Mincha. So the Mefarshim go to town here, and they say that according to Rabbi Yehud, according to the Rishita, the time for Ma'ariv is samuch l'tseis hakochavim. It's a period of time that's close to, or samuch l'shkiyas hacham, I meant to say. I'm sorry, I corrected. Samuch l'shkiyas hacham. What does it mean, samuch l'shkiyas hacham? So you'll see in the Mefarshim, k'dei hiluch mil. We're going to see exactly how long of a period of time it is from shkiyah till tseis. That's a sugya in Zvachim, which the Rishonim will talk about. And if you break it down, a meal is usually what we call in our language 18 minutes. So there's a period of time, according to the Ri, of 18 minutes before Shkia, in which you can daven Ma'ariv, and you can be yotze in the midst of Kriyat Shema d'oraisa. Before Shkia, I think, according to the Ri. That's what I think. When he says Mibod Yom, he means even though it's light out. According to Rabbeinu Tam, I could daven Ma'ariv and be yotzei Kriyat Shema as early as what? Plag. As Plag. That's almost a full hour earlier than the Ri. So there's a machlokas between the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam about the earliest time for Ma'ariv and the earliest time for Kriyat Shema. Rabbeinu Tam is willing to say that we pass like Rabbi Yehuda and you could daven Ma'ariv and therefore recite Kriyat Shema as early as Plaga Mincha. The Ri never went that far. The Ri was only saying that our Ma'ariv will correspond to that period of time in which you could recite Kriyat Shema, which according to Tanoim is a little bit before the day ends. He calls it Mib'od Yom. And the Mefarshim say that that's Kedei Hiluch Mil, which is the equivalent of 18 minutes. So we're talking about a basic difference between Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, and it doesn't pay to confuse the two. But more fundamentally, what we have to ask the question is, according to the Ri, how do we circumvent the problem of Tarte de Sasre? The answer is that according to the Ri, there's one period of time for Mincha, and that ends, and then there's another period of time for Ma'ariv. I can daven Mincha according to the Ri, based on the Shitas Chachamim, not the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, up until the time for Ma'ariv, which is a little bit before Shkia, let's say until 18 minutes before Shkia, and then with that moment of 18 minutes before Shkia, that's the Zman for Arvis, so there's no Tarti Disasre. So basically what we have is the following. Rashi and the Rambam hold that the Zman for Kriyat Shema is when? Tseis HaKochavim. Rabbeinu Tam holds the Zman for Kriyat Shema is equivalent to the time for Ma'ariv. And when is the time for Ma'ariv? Because we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, is Plaga Mincha. The Ri holds that the Zman for Kriyat Shema, like those Tanoim, is a little bit before Shkiyas HaChama. And that is the time period which we said Kedehi Luchmil of 18 minutes before Shkia. It means we don't accept Rabbi Yehuda's Shita according to the Ri, that Tfilas Mincha, therefore Ma'ariv, it coincides with Plaga Mincha. We paskin that you could continue even after Plaga Mincha, davening Mincha, and the time in which Mincha terminates and Ma'ariv begins is that time for Kriyat Shema, which is the time right before Shkia Sachama, 18 minutes before Shkia Sachama. Good? So therefore both the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam disagree with Rashi and the Rambam as far as Zman Tfilas Ma'ariv, as far as Zman Kriyat Shema is concerned. Rashi and the Rambam hold that the Zman of Kriyat Shema is Seisa Kochavim, whereas Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri hold that we paskin that the Zman Kriyat Shema is before Seisa Kochavim. However, for two different reasons. Rabbeinu Tam holds that the Zman is before Seisa Kochavim because of the Zman Ma'ariv. And why is the Zman Ma'ariv before Seisa Kochavim, says Rabbeinu Tam? Because the Zman for Ma'ariv coincides with a period of time which could lend itself to, shall we say, an introduction to Lila. And here we quoted the Rambam Shita that even if we pass in like Rabbi Yehuda as far as Mincha, that the Sof Zman Mincha is with Plag, nevertheless the Rambam says Im Hoya Mispalel Ad Shkia Sachama is Mispalel, which we said is the expanded period of time for Mincha, and the Ri is of the opinion that the time for Kriyat Shema is a little bit before Shkia, which coincides with the time for Ma'ariv, and therefore both the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam will justify the minog of davening Ma'ariv early, even as far as being Yotzi, the mitzvah d'oraisa, of what? Of Kriyat Shema. Just Rabbeinu Tam expands it to Plaga Mincha, and the Ri will expand it till what? Till 18 minutes before Shki. Okay, Rabbosai, what we didn't do today, which was really, I was hoping we would get to it, is Rabbeinu Yonah. Just by show of hands, how many of you have gone through Rabbeinu Yonah? Mamish word for word. Okay, half of it? So there are two parts to Rabbeinu Yonah. If you want a photocopy of the second part, which is on Daf Aleph Amid Beis, you can do that. Okay, then there are a lot of difficulties in this Rabbeinu Yonah, but I think it's going to complete our whole discussion about Zmani Tfila and Zmani Kriyat Shema, Birchas Kriyat Shema, and especially Smichas Gula Tfila and the mitzvah of Sipur, of Zechiras Yitzias. Okay, then? So Blinetta will do that on Wednesday at 11:45. In the meantime, if there's anyone who needs a chavrusa, please let me know. You know, I'm trying very hard to organize the chavrusas.
Is it possible that Rabbeinu Tam is even more radical? He said that the Kohanim Nechras and the Chobi Tzis Tosim is after Plag Mincha.
I don't think so, because I think when it comes to Tvul Yom is concerned, right?
Very well.
I think when it comes to Tvul Yom, which is the issue of Kohanim, we need Tzeisa Kochav. Vitoyer. Vitoyer means the sun has to be completely disappeared, which is, again, there's going to be machlokas here, exactly how long that takes.
But that's an issue. You're saying that's an astronomical factor.
Right. That's way after Shkia. You know, according to some, it's a long time after Shkia.
4 minutes, the sun goes down.
Vitoyer means more than the sun going down. Vitoyer means that there's no reflected light on the horizon. That's going to take... Right. That's going to take Seisa Kochavim. So I don't think we can offer... I never saw anyone who could offer another pshat in our Mishnah in terms... the Tanna of our Mishnah certainly holds that the time for Kriyat Shema is Seisa Kochavim. Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, Rashi and the Rambam codified that look like our Mishnah. Other Rishonim did not. No, for sure not. Because there are many Tanoim who go against the Mishnah. We're going to have a lot of...
He's holding not like our Mishnah, the Tanna of our Mishnah. He's holding like where the Ri holds other
Tanoim. Other Tanoim, but not the Ri's Tanoim. He's holding like Rabbi Yehuda as far as Zman Mincha is concerned. That's a sugya in the fourth
parable.
Yeah, I'm just saying, we're on the same page. I'm just pointing out that both the Ri Ri and Rabbeinu Tam hold that our Mishnah is not la'alocha. But I'm just pointing out that conceptually it's for two different reasons. The Ri is passing like certain Tanoim who have a period of time for Kriyat Shema that's Kodim Laila, Mishakinish Hayom, and so forth, Ochel Sudah. So Rabbeinu Tam is passing against that Mishnah for a whole different reason. And that's because Zman Mincha and Zman Mayriv, which is in the fourth parak of Masechta Brachos, and he adopts the Shita Rabbi Yehuda.
You're starting with a Shita that Rabbeinu Tam means the Shofar of Kamecha. He doesn't say that. He doesn't hold that at all.
Okay. That's a good point.
Therefore,
that's
you
a good
don't
point.
Need Lila for Kriyat Shema.
Good point.
After
good point. Good point. We'll come to that too. We'll come to that too. But, yeah.
Sorry. Since it's Meiriv, it's filled of Lila.
Meiriv? Is it? No?
It's of Arab, it's not
I mean, the Rambam, the whole approach of the Rambam is that we have to follow Lila and Yom. There are two tefillos for Yom and one tefillah for Lila. No, that's the way the mitzvah, you know.
It's
Yom. Yeah, I think so. I mean, again, you know. Alright, look. Look, Daniel, you may be right, but, you know, let's come to it in its time. You know, let's go step by step. You know, the Pashut Pshat, you know, before we get into Chidushim, is that Meiriv is your tefillos Lila, and Yom has two tefillos. Yom has a tefillah of Shachris, a tefillah of Mincha, because since Karbanos engendered two different parts to the day, you know, there's coverage of Shachar and coverage of Shebein Abayim, so tefillos were established as two tefillos by day. Now, again, what that means philosophically, why Lila has one tefillah and Yom has two tefillos, for that we'd have to learn Rav Kook, you know, to get the philosophy. I had a piece for Rav Kook that I wanted to share with you today, but we ran out of time. So first piece on the Masechta Brachos. If you want, I'll give you a photocopy.
I have about halacha question. If I come to shul after plag, I'm not mincha yet. I come in, they're davening ma'ariv. Can I daven ma'ariv with them and then daven mincha after that?
So you should know that this is a tremendous issue in the poskim, and it comes up in Rabbeinu Yonah, as we're going to see. No, it's going to come in Rabbeinu Yonah because he quotes the Gaonim, Rav Amram Gaon, and others, and we're going to have to see what's more important: Tefila B'Tzibur, Smichas Gula Tefila. It's going to be later. Okay then. So tomorrow I give a shiur if anyone's interested in pshat. You know, I'm trying to get it so that we finish, you know, chunks of Masechta Brachos. That's just a pshat shiur. I try to embellish it. It's not a daf yomi shiur. It's a pshat shiur. You know, we'll learn a lot on the Agadita. And then Wednesday we learn more of the Eid. Thursday again we do the pshat shiur. Sunday I give a shiur in Hilchas Shabbos for the Kollel. And then I fly off to a place called Glide. I give them a lunch and wine.
Oh,
Glide. Yeah.
Where is it?
That's in the Gan Technologi next door to Malcha Mall.
You're doing it every
do it every Sunday, and so far it's been okay. Yeah. Mitch couldn't be here today, but he was here for Chavrusa. Mitch Wolf. And you learned with David, right?
Right.
So that worked out? Okay. Okay, no. You have to make up with David when you're coming and when you're not. You're kidding. And what are you learning with him?
We're doing